The trillium was moving. Steris had been getting out a harmonium sample for study in conjunction with the trillium spike, and the trillium did not seem to like it. Wax moved the small bead of harmonium, suspended in a vial of oil, toward the trillium. It again rolled away.
Curious.
Then, on a hunch, he burned a little steel inside of him. The trillium spike rolled away from him again.
I didn't push. It responded to me burning steel.
That's a result. Wax, that's actually useful.
And? Yes, it was, wasn't it? A way to test if someone was burning their metals. Seekers could do that, but having a mechanical way to accomplish it...
Oh, I should have mentioned, that spike had a similar reaction to the other spikes I harvested.
It's like allomancy. Like the trillium spike is using allomancy to push.
No, it's more like magnetism. The trillium spike responds to other sources of investiture in the way that one magnet responds to another one.
It wants to stay apart from them.
More like that it has the same charge. I doubt that it wants anything.
Though, as this was part of a god, who knew? Particularly since, so far as he was aware, other invested items with a similar charge didn't repel one another. A little experimenting showed him that the two metals, harmonium and trillium, repelled each other with increasing strength the more he tried to push them together. Again, like magnets. The response to harmonium was stronger than the response to him burning his metals. Wax consulted a large chart on the wall. It displayed an extrapolation from a notebook that Death had given Marisi. Once upon a time, that event had been one of the most surreal Wax had ever heard described. These days, it seemed almost commonplace. The book detailed how to use hemallergy. He'd studied the notes in depth and had created a chart of all the points on the body where spikes could be placed. A detailed list of the ways they worked, requiring linchpin spikes to coordinate and keep the network functioning. The set was experimenting further with hemallergy, and his sister, Telson, was out there somewhere, high up in the leadership of the set. 7 years ago, he'd thought she'd been kidnapped. But he should have seen. Telson's incredible ambition fit perfectly with the set's goals. It had led her to spiking herself, pinning pieces of souls to her own. It nauseated him to think of the people murdered for that purpose, to realize what Telson and the set were doing. In his fingers, he held not only a relic from a long-forgotten god, he held a tattered symbol of his sister's rejected humanity. Rust. He really was going to have to talk to Harmony, wasn't he? As little as Wax liked it, he was a part of this. He needed to finish what he'd begun all those years ago when he'd fled Ellendale, leaving his house to the machinations of his sister and uncle. Footsteps on the stairs announced Alec, arriving with refreshments. Wax wasn't certain if the former airman did that so assiduously because he thought of this mansion as his home and wanted to entertain, or if he just enjoyed having people around to try his baking. Nevertheless, the sight of him, mask up, grinning widely and bearing two plates of chocolate biscuits, did lighten Wax's mood.
You're being careful never to put too much Etmetal in one place, yeah?
I don't think I have enough to worry about.
Still, always good to remember. One of the basic rules of handling it.
They had all kinds of odd rules about the metal, and Wax had trouble separating the superstitions from the science. Supposedly, you couldn't put a large concentration of Etmetal in one place, otherwise it caused strange reactions, though Alec didn't know specifics. The perky southerner marched up to Marisi with his offerings and held them out.
Oh!
Marisi snatched a biscuit.
My favorite.
Wax took one, too. He was accustomed to biscuits that could block a bullet in a pinch. It was the basin way. Yet these were moist, even gooey. It was odd, but not unwelcome. Marisi in particular seemed to be infatuated by the way Alec put sweetened chocolate in everything.
They're best when warm.
Alec sat across from her. Wax had wiped off that lab table, hadn't he?
You know, you look more handsome when I'm eating chalk. How curious.
You just say that because you want me to make more.
Of course that's why I say it.
She seized a second biscuit. Wax sat back on his stool, enjoying his biscuit, thinking about the metals laid out on the table in front of him. Harmonium and trellium. They repelled each other, more and more violently the closer together they were.
I wonder.
He gathered up the materials and was setting up a new experiment in the safe box as another set of footprints started down the steps. This made them all pause. Wax carefully slipped some bullets from his pouch, ready to push them. Though when the door opened, it revealed a prim man in a brown suit. He had stark blonde hair, perfectly styled, and spectacles with wire frames. The type of person whose entire bearing screamed, "I fact-check people's jokes."
Vendel?
Wax put his bullets away. The Chondra was wearing a new body, but the creature's air was distinctive.
Indeed, Lord Ladrine.
Vendel entered the room, undoing his satchel.
You'll forgive me for letting myself in.
He set a piece of paper on the table beside Marcy.
This is for you, Miss Combs.
What is it?
She wiped her fingers on a napkin that Steris materialized as if from nowhere.
A note recovered from the site of your engagement with the Set. Limar recovered it before the other investigating constables could notice it.
Wait, you have Chondra among the constables I don't know about?
Several.
Who?
Oh, Casalu, for one. Limar took over her life about 16 months ago, after the real woman died in that raid on the Nomad Gang.
But Casalu and I had lunch last week.
Yes. She keeps an eye on you.
She didn't tell me.
Should she have?
He sniffed at the biscuits that Alec offered him.
Oh, how horrible.
Oh.
Alec's shoulders slumped.
But I've told you, Master Alec, I am a carrion feeder and strictly carnivorous. These creations would not suit me. But if you're interested, I've been considering putting up good money for one of your masks.
What?
Alec's hand went to his mask, which was still up on the top of his head.
My mask?
There has been discussion among the Chondra lately about your masks. Many of us think they are as integral to your natures as hair or nails, virtually a part of your skeleton. As such, I have decided to start collecting them for future bodies. Do you have any for sale?
You're an odd man, yeah?
Oh, I am not a man at all. I'll leave you with an offer. Let me know if you'd entertain some negotiations. I would only require the mask after your death, of course. If you persist in spending time with this group of people, that might not be far off.
He walked toward Wax next, then held out his hand.
May I see it, please?
Wax turned to the safe box where he'd been setting up his experiment. He took out the trellium spike and presented it to Vendel, who held it up toward the light.
I thought you couldn't touch those.
You were mistaken, Lady Ladrian. This is not a Chondra spike, so touching it is not taboo.
I'm not going to let you take this one. It needs to be studied.
Well, unfortunately, I have no intention of recovering it, so we won't get to see if you could actually prevent me or not.
You don't want it because it's not a Chondra spike? Unlike the ones that belong to Lessie, which you stole from us.
You gave those up willingly.
I was not in an emotional state to do anything willingly. I still want to know how much that metal, trellium, had to do with what happened to her.
The way Pa'am acted was a direct result of her decision to remove one of her spikes. The trellium spikes may have exacerbated her ailment, but were not the root cause.
Harmony implied otherwise to me.
Vendel turned the spike over in his fingers and didn't reply. Instead, he nodded toward the safe box.
What are you doing here?
Electric current to soften some harmonium.
Wax pointed at the equipment he'd set up, a system to deliver a powerful current through a tiny nugget of harmonium held at the center, coated in oil to prevent it from corroding.
That's the closest we ever came to dividing it.
Oh, it cannot be divided, not so long as harmony remains harmony. I've explained this.
Steris trailed over with her clipboard, and they shared a look. It was true. Harmonium was actually an alloy. Yet harmony held both ruin and preservation, So somehow, this metal was both Aetium and Laracium, blended in a way that defied ordinary scientific explanation. It seemed reasonable there would be a way to split it. Yet, acids for selective dissolution had failed. Different heating methods to get the components to self-separate while fluid had failed. Electrolysis had failed. A dozen other ideas had failed as well. There was a reason he'd lost momentum on the project. But of all they'd tried, electric currents seemed to have come the closest. He activated the machine and didn't bother closing the front of the safe box. He'd run this experiment often enough that he was comfortable doing it in the open. The tiny bit of harmonium heated up. Marcy and Alec walked over, watching it glow with a powerful internal light. Then Wax activated the other component of the machine, which pulled the nugget apart. Harmonium was pliable, more so when heated. When softened like this, it seemed to react differently to the air, no longer as volatile. As if it were becoming something else. This specialized machine continued to deliver electric current through the grips at the sides. But now, those moved apart and stretched the metal. If he continued, he could divide it cleanly, making two pieces of harmonium. That itself wasn't remarkable, but the machine was set to pull only a few sixteenths of an inch, then stop. The result was two globs of harmonium at the sides, with a narrower stringy bit between.
And what is this supposed to do?
Watch.
With his tinted goggles, it was probably easier to see, but after a few moments, the metals started to rearrange. The glob of harmonium on the left side began to glow a blue-white. The one on the right adopted a stranger air, growing silvery and reflective. It almost seemed liquid, like mercury. The surface incredibly smooth.
Is that?
No. If you cut it in half right now, when the metals cool, you'll just have two bits of harmonium. Yet in this state, the metals almost separate. You can see the left bit taking on aspects of Laracium. The bead on the right? That's how Aetium was described.
It always looks like it wants to divide. That it's arranging itself to do so.
Ruin and preservation. Aetium and Laracium.
I think that's the reason Harmonium is so unstable. Harmony has trouble acting, right? He's mentioned it before. His two aspects work against one another, leaving him indecisive, impotent.
Oh, he's merely in equilibrium. Equal parts, the need to protect and the need to let things decay.
Well, I'm increasingly certain we face a god who isn't hindered by that kind of equilibrium. I was skeptical at first, but Marcy convinced me.
Trell is dangerous, Vendel. We have to do something. We can't wait for harmony.
Almost I am persuaded. What did you think of the note?
It's confusing and vague.
Wax shot her a glance.
I'll explain. But first, are we going further with this?
She nodded toward the safe box they were all crowded around.
Well,
Wax took the Trellium spike back from Vendel.
We noticed that this metal repels all forms of investiture, and it repels harmonium even harder. I thought, what if I stretched a nugget apart like this, then used Trellium to try and split it? Might that repel the two sides harder and actually separate out some Aetium and Laracium?
He looked to the others in turn.
What are the chances that blows things up?
Considering harmonium is involved, I'd say it's incredibly likely, but worth a try.
That's why we have the safe box, right? Plus, that's a very small bit of harmonium. How much energy could one piece of metal contain?
The words hung in the air.
So, I think we should all go next door and be very far away when he does this, yeah?
Yeah.
Wax nodded.
I'll rig a timer. The basement is reinforced with enough concrete to pave a highway, so we should be fine upstairs.
We could make the Chondra do it. They're basically indestructible.
Oh, basically is infinitely distant from completely, Miss Combs. I have been instructed to help you with your little infiltration. I believe you have a corpse for me, not to risk my life trying to accomplish the impossible.
Timer it is.
I'll get a tiny sliver of Trellium so we don't have to use the entire spike.
Good idea.
He should be able to repurpose his hydraulic punch. It took a good half hour to set the whole thing up. All the while, Wax wondered, what if he did split the harmonium? He'd have two metals, the bodies of gods, each capable of incredible things from ancient lore, like manipulating time or creating beings with mythological Mistborn abilities. What if he had that power? What would that change about him?
Nothing. I've held that power, and when I had it, I used it to save my friends.
He finished the calibrations, leaving the machine on a timer set for 5 minutes. Once the time was up, it would press the tiny Trellium shard forward into the center of the heated and stretched harmonium bead. He closed the safe box tight, and together they all fled up the stairs and secured the thick metal door at the top. And then, Wax realized 5 minutes had probably been excessive. He pulled out his watch.
So, what about that note?
It was in one of the boxes in the cavern. One of the few that weren't destroyed in the explosions.
During the mission earlier, I spotted a masked figure in dark clothing. I had a slowness bubble up at the time, and she approached as a blur. I got barely a glance at her before she left, but I think this must be from her.
He turned the paper toward Wax, showing a simple message.
We are watching Marisy, and we are impressed.
It had a small symbol at the bottom with three interlocking diamonds. It looked vaguely familiar to Wax, though he didn't think he'd ever seen the symbol before. More, the pattern reminded him of something.
Have you ever seen this, Vendel?
That is a question I'm forbidden to answer. My apologies, Lord Ladrian.
Forbidden? By whom?
Harmony himself, Lady Ladrian.
For the first time that Wax could remember, the creature looked uncomfortable.
I suggest you speak to him directly.
Great. Nice to know we're working for the defense of the planet while God is acting like a child with a secret crush.
False gods are like that.
Alec earned glares from all around the room. He just shrugged. They all fell silent.
Why does a few minutes feel like forever when you're waiting?
Your bones, Lord Ladrian? Have you reconsidered?
Not for sale.
But...
Not for sale.
Well then. Can't blame a person for inquiring. Such a fine skeleton. And for it to go to waste.
Rusts. They probably felt that in the next octant over. You think the safe box held?
One way to find out.
At least, we planned for it this time, yeah?
Always plan for an explosion around Wax. It saves a ton of effort.